Paul, it's an opportunity to have a look at squad members, and I suspect that's exactly what you've done, is it?
No, it is tonight, yeah. We've obviously making sure everybody gets game time. We're looking at using the whole of the squad, so we're not by any stretch of the imagination being disrespectful to the opposition, disrespectful to the competition, but we're deciding to give everybody else a run out. Papis would have started tonight, but Papis has pulled up with a sickness bug, so he's absent from tonight's side. But we're still going with what we think is a very strong side, still going with what is a Premier League side, and hopefully the players will go and take their opportunity tonight to show us what they can do.
The likes of Carl Darlow, Jermaine Lascelles, you know, big nights for them.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, it'd be fantastic for them to get a run out in front of our own supporters as well. Mike Williamson, who was excellent through pre-season, has had to be patient. He'll get an opportunity tonight. It's nice to have Daryl back, and we can get Daryl Yanmat flying again after his suspension. Sadio will be playing, so we've got players who are quality players. Cech Tiota, Johan Gufran, Sim de Jong, Jose Perez, Florian in front of our home supporters again. And everybody likes the look of Rolando as an exciting attacking player. So we're hoping they can go and perform. They're ready for it. They're ready to play football. And hopefully they'll be able to show that.
As you say, one or two stories, and particularly Florian Thauvin, to get his first sighter at St. James.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a big shock when you come out in front of a near 50,000, as it's probably going to be at the weekend. So it'd be nice to get a little taster of it today. Hopefully the supporters can see what he's capable of. And so far, what we've seen in the little run out at Old Trafford, in the training sessions he's had, he looks an exciting player. So hopefully we can go and see that tonight with him on one side and with Rolando on the other side. We think we've got players who can go and unlock this Northampton side, but we also know it's going to be a tough one. We're going to have to go and earn the right tonight. We're going to have to go and scrap and battle and deal with their aggression that they've got, but they've also got players who are capable of causing problems. You know, they've got experience in the centre halves with Diamond and Cresswell, experience in Richards up front. They've got exciting players in the likes of Hoskins, Hackett, Potter, Lawson, Dart. They've got a whole host of players who can cause problems. So we know that if we're not quite right, we'll get found out tonight, and we don't want that to happen. We need to be absolutely spot on from first whistle, and that's what we've been drumming into the players since the end of the game at Old Trafford on Saturday.
As you say, sandwiched between two huge Premier League games, Manchester United and Arsenal, professionalism is the key word tonight,
totally,
isn't it?
Totally. We have to be professional about it, because if we're not, we'll be one of those embarrassing situations where we don't do it properly. And if a Premier League side does it properly against a League Two side, you'd expect them to come out on top. And that's what we have to do tonight. We've got to be professional about it. We've got to respect the opposition, start the game properly, earn the right to play the football that we want to play. And let's hope it's a wonderful night in a fantastic stadium.
Good luck, Paul.
Thank you.
Brilliant.